You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I do feel like with free agency only being 23 hours old, people want to get into this a little bit, and that is my question. I do want to start with this because the Warriors offseason has not been disappointing. The Warriors offseason has been exactly what it always told you it was going to be. Lucas sent out that thing that I said about Giannis like a month and a half ago, and it ended up in Newsweek because I'm such a dummy for not wanting Giannis. Bay Area sports host doesn't want Giannis. What a complete moron. Hello? This has never been viable. I'm a complete and total fool. Thank you. It has not been viable, not for one second, not ever. You can dream. You can do this. You can NBA trade machine. You can get excited. I don't know. And this is, I'm not trying to be a wet blanket here. Look around the league. Everybody is following these CBA rules. Like, how would you feel? You're Warrior fans and you're like, oh, we haven't gotten involved. How about if you were one of the teams that just gave all of its players away? The Boston Celtics just sent half of their players away. The Indiana Pacers thought they were three quarters away from an NBA championship. They just lost Halliburton and Miles Turner. How would you feel if you were one of those teams? I don't know, Dibs. We've tried to say it. The Warriors made their move. They made it in February. They're very good. Are they good enough? I wouldn't pick them, but they're very good. They were very good, and there is absolutely no space for one of these landmark players to join the Warriors. There's not been one human being that said the opposite, who's like working with
right,
the league.
Right, who's in the know.
Nobody has said anything different. What did we expect?
Well, we expected at this point, and maybe it's a little bit early, but you expected there to be some sort of momentum on a Kuminga resolution, either a keep, a sign and trade, or something. That's, I think, honestly, where my bar has been set. And the Giannis thing is, it's always been foolhardy. And when the Dame Lillard news dropped this morning, and that's the other big bombshell of the day, is that the Bucks are going to give him the Bobby Bonilla treatment, and happy Bobby Bonilla day. And I was looking at it earlier. I believe he has 10 more years of payments.
You're correct. Goes through 2035.
And when you look at what they're paying him versus what they could have paid him up front, he's getting almost 20 times more money based on the interest that accrues each and every year. So that's one of the greatest buyouts in the history of any contract.
Oh, man.
Bobby Bonilla. And, you know, Dame gets 4 years of paid in full money, and he now gets to decide where he wants to be next. And I do think that once that happened, and it's not coincidence that Milwaukee immediately this morning, pow, 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 three new players, and they're trying to, you know, show Giannis that we're still a serious player. So Giannis, I believe, is going nowhere. And it's not that he didn't like Dame, but that pairing was not going to work. And when Dame got hurt and Giannis was able to stay there, I think that the Bucks realized that, yeah, Dame is hurt. We need Giannis, and we need to reboot around Giannis.
But what do you make of this story that's come out that Giannis is not pleased with this move? He's not pleased that they have released Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, for me, front-facing PR for Giannis. What's he supposed to say? He's not going to say, yeah, we never got along, and that was never the thing.
Doesn't need to say anything.
He doesn't, but he's the face of the franchise, and he's the third longest tenured player for one team in the association. So, right. You know, you come out and you say what you say and you keep your leverage, but you mentioned it about other teams in the league. What other team right now on this day, July 1st, can absorb $174 million worth of Giannis over 3 years? And I don't think that team exists unless you're talking about the Lakers trading LeBron.
Yeah, you'd have to send
trade clause.
You'd have to send that kind of money back out.
Right, so those teams don't exist.
Right.
Like, the Warriors could do that if they traded Steph and Jimmy Butler, or if they traded Steph and Draymond, or Jimmy and Draymond, right?
I don't even think Jimmy Butler is tradable yet, is he?
It would have to be 6 months.
They signed
him. Probably a couple of months away.
He's not even eligible to be traded yet.
Right, so I do think if you look at the Giannis on the move topic, I wonder what team out there could actually do it, and a team that would be good enough to where Giannis would say, yeah, let me go there, like Phoenix could do it, right? You can't trade Beal because he has a no trade, and I guess you could trade Booker because he doesn't have a no trade.
Yeah, but like these things would need to make sense for the acquiring team. They would need to make sense for Giannis. He's not
and the Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, and the Bucks. And so, yeah, that's completely complicated. I don't even know that he wants out. This is actually the first thing we've heard of him actually being upset. And that's all we've done is we've heard it. I don't know that he said it. Chris B. Haynes reports that Giannis is unhappy. Well, maybe he stubbed his toe in the middle of the night in the way of the bathroom. That does ruin a day.
Yeah, it can.
I have no idea what that's all about. And to be real, Dibs, I don't care. Because he's never been an option for the Golden State Warriors. He's not an option. None of these players are options for the Warriors. So I get the whole FOMO aspect of this. I really understand that. That's just life. That's life. When stuff's going on, you know what I mean? Like, the Warriors are sort of like, they've come down with the flu on Halloween, right? Like, everybody's out there popping, you know, we get Tootsie Rolls and we're getting, you know, Butterfingers and Reese's and all this house to house, and you're stuck in your house because you can't go. The Warriors don't get to go to this party. Not at this level. I like what you said earlier. There may be a day three team.
Yep.
I mean, where they are today, like what they are right now until the Kuminga thing is figured out, they're a team with a taxpayer mid-level exception, $5.7 million. That's what they can do. They can go get someone for 1 year and $5.7 million. That's it.
Strike up the band.
That's it. But we knew that. We knew that.
Well, we knew that short of Kuminga. So,
right.
You know, you're looking at Kuminga.
But that's
and
not the Warriors' fault. That's Kuminga is the reason that this is being held up.
Well, it is the Warriors' fault because they could have signed him last year.
They offered it to him. He said no.
Well, they could have found a way to get him in on a number, or they could have. I believe that it's not anybody's fault, but the Warriors are in a spot now where they don't really have a lot of options with Kuminga. If other teams don't want to give him a lot of money, or if other teams don't want to accept a sign and trade for a lot of money, well, then the Warriors are either stuck giving him the 7.9 qualifying offer or waiting for a team to offer him 2 years and 25 and then matching it.
Yeah, like
and that's your offseason.
But you're saying the Warriors are stuck. I look at it very much the other way. No, it's Kuminga who's stuck.
Well, they're both stuck.
Yeah, like but Kuminga for a handful of bucks is that's not a problem for the Warriors. I don't think.
Well, it's not a problem, but it's not necessarily an upgrade.
He's still a good player, and once you've got that contract, you're either going to figure out how to utilize him better, or he becomes a very tradable contract going into the future. You know what I mean? Like, the Warriors have said repeatedly, we're not giving him up for nothing, period. And they're right. They're right to do that. Are they enamored with him on the basketball floor? Clearly not. But to me, if we're going to talk about who's stuck, I find Kuminga to be much more stuck than the Warriors for two reasons. One, the word restricted is in front of his free agency.
For now. Yeah,
for now. And number two, he's clearly, in my mind, he's not getting the offers that he hoped to get. Or else something would have happened by now. We're 24 hours in. this stuff goes real. Look at everything that's going on.
Still going on.
This happens fast. So I think that if you're just looking at this through a watchful eye and you're a Warrior fan, that's one thing that you can infer. It doesn't mean we're 100% right, but you can infer that Jonathan Kuminga is not finding what he hoped to find on the open market. If he had, somebody would have offered him that contract by now, and this thing would be moving. But it's not there. And that was...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's predictable because there just aren't that many teams with space, and you're dealing with a player who is still relatively unproven as far as being that key piece to a franchise.
Sure, but I mean, the bigger thing for me is the fact that not that many teams have a lot of money to spend. And so, you know, does a team want to make an offer to Kuminga? They still might. It's only, you know, not even into day two yet of free agency. We're still 35 minutes away from the start of day two. So there could be a team out there that is waiting and kind of sussing out what the market is for Kuminga. And, you know, you might put out an offer that would challenge the Warriors. If it's, you know, 4 years and $68 million, $17 million a year, and if you like that for your team, and the Warriors would have to then decide whether or not to match it, that might be a number where if you're another team, you might make an offer, you know, a restricted free agency offer that they're going to have to match or back away from.
I doubt that that kind of a number is out there, but if it is, Warriors would match that. Rather than let them walk for $17 million a year, that's a tradable piece at age 22.
Like, but that ends your free agency.
Yeah.
Like, there then is you're, no you're free left agency. With a $5 million, you know, taxpayer mid-level.
I don't, like, there is no free agency. There never was any free agency. They don't have any money to spend.
Well, there is if you sign and trade, and then you have the higher mid-level that you
right,
were laying out.
Right.
So
that's
then you,
one player, though. Like, you could
right,
you
but
could
then
bring
you would
in,
get a player back on a sign and trade. Like,
sure.
I've been talking about Coby White with the Bulls, and the
That'd
Bulls are
That'd
the Bulls
great.
Are reportedly interested. And so if you could turn Kuminga into Coby White and another $12 million veteran piece, you'd be better.
Right, but to get Coby White, that means the Bulls are gonna have to be willing to do at least 3 years and $72 million for Kuminga.
Or somewhere close. Yep.
Doubt it. That's just my take. Doubt it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.